Fact check, Daily Kos leftist Brandi Buckman spreads January 6 disinformation about Donald Trump Jr. advisors. By Matthew Boyle on May 20, 2022. Brandi Buckman, a leftist who self-identifies as a senior staff writer for leftist blog Daily Kos covering January 6 probe, has been caught spreading disinformation about the January 6 investigation, Breitbart News has learned. In a May 5 tweet, Buckman falsely claimed that two advisors to former President Donald Trump's eldest son Donald Trump Jr. were involved in planning the rally that preceded the breach of the United States Capitol back on January 6, 2021. Regarding Andy Sarabian and Arthur Schwartz, the Trump Jr. advisors, Buckman said in her tweet specifically that both of them were involved with rally planning. That is not true, and the attorney who represents both of them confirmed to Breitbart News that the January 6 committee is aware it is untrue. The attorney for Sarabian and Schwartz told Breitbart News that it was clear the committee understands they had nothing to do with rally planning, and that Buckman's comments are obviously disinformation. It is abundantly clear that the select committee never had a basis to believe that Mr. Schwartz or Mr. Sarabian were involved with the January 6, 2021, rally, attorney Daniel Bean told Breitbart News. There is not a shred of documentary evidence or testimony to support any assertion to the contrary. Instead, it appears that the Select Committee brought the full weight of congressional authority to bear against these United States citizens solely on the basis of their political affiliation. Bean now represents both Sarabian and Schwartz. When the subpoenas were initially issued to them, Bean issued a statement making it clear that Sarabian was not involved in rally planning whatsoever and had no connection at all to the events of January 6. While we plan on cooperating with the committee within reason, we are bewildered as to why Mr. Sarabian is being subpoenaed in the first place, Bean said at the time. He had nothing at all to do with the events that took place at the Capitol that day. Zero involvement in organizing the rally that preceded it and was off the payroll of the Trump campaign as of November 15, 2020. During the time period that the rally was being organized, Mr. Sarabian was overseeing a super PAC in support of Republican Senate candidates in Georgia. Mr. Sarabian is a close friend to Donald Trump Jr. and is running a super PAC that opposes the re-election of one of the members of the committee. Accordingly, we believe this is nothing more than harassment of the committee's political opponents and is un-American to the core. Schwartz has since hired Bean as his attorney as well. Buckman's inaccurate tweet spreading this disinformation remains up on her profile as of the publication of this article. She has not replied to a request for comment on why she is spreading the disinformation.